Let's get this week's Ag Economic Insights with David Widmar, co-owner of the blog AgEconomist.com, and of course, co-owner as well of Ag Economic Insights. And David, this week we're going to talk about something near and dear to us on the plains, and that is a look at the size of beef operations in the U.S. What can you tell us about this week's blog?
Yeah, Joe, great to join you guys today. One of the most well-known trends in agriculture is a declining number of farms. And when you combine that with increased demand for agricultural products, you get this combination of larger farms. So this week we stepped back and said, how large have U.S. beef operations got? In this post, we looked at the size of beef operations or the concentration of the U.S. herd against different beef size categories. The USDA has some great numbers on this. The first group that we looked at are smaller operators, those with 20 or fewer cows. They account for 57% of all beef operators, but only about 12% of the total U.S. herd. So a majority of operators out there have smaller herds, and that accounts for a smaller size of the herd population. Those with 100 or more cows, they account for the majority of the herd, about 53%, but they're only about 9% of operators, so a lot of cows on these few operations. At the largest end of the spectrum, 500 or more head, they're about 1% of operations, just a few thousand of them out there, but they account for nearly 20% of the total herd. So thinking about larger operations accounting for more head of the U.S. herd.
Yeah, that's a great point. You can see a good graphic on this distribution of U.S. beef operations in 2012 by going to AgEconomist.com. That'll be figure one as you look there. So as a historical perspective, David, tell us about how all these herd sizes break down.
Yeah, so when we look back, say, 20 years ago, back to 1992, that census of ag in that year, the USDA came back and said there's on average 42 cows per U.S. operation. In 2012, this shifted very slightly. It was down to 41 cows per herd. So we looked again at that distribution to see kind of what shifted in there. And we know that those smaller operators accounted for a smaller share of total cows in 2012. Those with fewer than 100 had accounted for a majority, or 52%, back in 92. And today they only account for 47%. Those larger 100 head or more operations have accounted for a larger share. Thinking about those large operations, those with 500 or more head, they accounted for 14% of the U.S. population of cows in 92, and that jumped up to 17% in the latest census of ag. Of course, 2017 census of ag gets underway at the beginning of January 2018, so we encourage all the listeners to fill that out because it's great help for people like us who try to tell the agricultural story.
That's right. You guys like the numbers and putting them together, don't you?
We do. We good numbers from the census of ag help us tell the story and help us report what's going on out there. So we encourage everybody to fill that out.
That sounds good. David Widmar with us from Ag Economic Insights. Wrap it up for us. Why do beef producers need to care about these trends?
Yeah, I think a lot of folks would be surprised to know that a majority of the operations out there have fewer than 20 head of cattle. There's a lot of small operators out there, and they're important to the industry, but they account for about a much smaller share of the total herd of the U.S. population. So there's also fewer numbers of large operators that account for a large share of the herd. So keeping in that trend in mind as we think about fewer operators in the next 5, 10, 15 years will be important to track.
David Widmar from Ag Economic Insights. You can learn more. Go to the blog at ageconomist.com. And also, you can hear this as a podcast. Once again, go to the podcast page at ruralradio.com. For David Widmar, I'm Joe Gangwish with Ag Economic Insights.